This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thought I forgot, didn't you?
Forgot and, what?
The name of the show. I didn't. I just paused there for just a minute, although I can forget things.
Hey, this is Learning University, also known as
Trivia Friday. You set me up for that?
Yeah. I thought
about that earlier.
It messed me up. I thought about that last segment, and I thought, you're thinking one thing and you go, wait a second, you gave it away.
So I got to throw this in. Couples that met for 25 years, they'd get together and play board games, cards, what have you, on the weekend. They met like they had been all those years. One was complaining about getting older, said, the thing I hate most about getting older is I'm losing my memory. They said, well, Fred there has been taking a memory course. He sure has bragged on it. Is that right, Fred? Oh, amazing. Nothing has impacted my life like this memory course. They said, well, what's the name of the memory course? He said, oh, help me out. What's that flower that's got thorns on the stem? They said, Rose. He said, Rose, what's the name of that memory course I've been taking?
That's good.
So at least we're not that bad yet.
Yeah. All right.
We're closing in, though.
I'm terrible with names. I don't know if y'all are or not.
But I am. I'm very bad.
That can put you in some real awkward situations.
Especially having been a pastor for many years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you've been, that's right, I know you've been coming here for 6 weeks straight. Don't tell me. Hey, Rose!
And we will pray for you, sister.
Yes.
Go with sister,
go with brother.
Go with pronouns. There are ways to get around it, but sometimes you're just buttonholed.
Yes.
Right there. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Yes, sir. All right, here's what I've got left, and I'm going to throw one in. I'm going to throw one in. You'll see why.
Okay.
On the show Captain Kangaroo, The captain got the nickname Kangaroo because of his really big shoes. Is that true or false? Second question, what empire was called the sick man of Europe prior to World War I? And I'm going to add this because it's another Captain Kangaroo question. What was the actor's name who played Captain Kangaroo for almost 30 years?
Good question.
We've had that one before down through memory lane. Trivia memory lane.
Let me ask. Hey, Rose?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Al Grandpa Munster Lewis used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false? Second question, what is the correct name for a cow that has never given birth? What's the correct name for a cow that's never had a calf?
Mm-hmm.
You'll know the name. And then third question, I'll add one. Clingstone, Freestone, Red Haven, and Harmony are the name of the Supremes. No.
I was going to say the Pointer Sisters.
But I couldn't think of the Pointer Sisters.
Isn't that Mount Rushmore?
Clingstone, Freestone, Red Haven, and Harmony are varieties of what fruit? They're not members of the Harlem Globetrotters, and they're not on Mount Rushmore. Clingstone, Freestone, Red Haven, and Harmony are varieties of what fruit?
Here are my three questions. Number one, 68% of Americans do what so that they can be on time? Number two, what's the longest interstate in the country? And number three, a riddle, and here it is. I'll repeat it as I have done two or three times. Mr. and Mrs. Vitagliano have six daughters, and each daughter has one brother.
Bless them.
How many people are in the Vitagliano family? Get the question?
And how much is their grocery bill?
All right, there we go. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones. We go to Arkansas, and Nick is on the line. Nick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Nick. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer, Nick?
The longest interstate.
Okay. Well, there you go. The longest interstate in the country is what, Nick?
I believe it's I-75.
That is a good guess, but is it incorrect? I-75 is a... I think it's the second most traveled. And you, that goes through your part
of the
country.
I know I-75. Hey, Nick, that was a great guess, and you made it a little easier for the next person. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. God created some really neat organs for sharks that allow them to detect the electromagnetic force put off by their prey.
Actually, I have that myself. No, I do. I mean, you laugh if you want to.
Okay.
Mark me if you want to. I'll show you.
It's kept you out of a lot of fights on the playground.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry. What was repeated?
Tim interrupted.
What I'm known
God
for.
Created some unique organs for sharks that detect the electromagnetic force of their prey. What are these organs called?
Well, Nick, here's the deal. It's not Wurlitzer, which that comes to people's mind immediately when they think about being having an organ or being an organ donor. That's got a lot of people, a lot of strange looks when they've been at the counter there at the hospital and said they want to be an organ donor, and they got the dolly and two or three of their redneck friends, and they got the Wurlitzer there in the hospital lobby. It's caused a lot of consternation for a whole lot of them people from the lab. But back to your shark question, I really don't have no clue.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, that was classic right there.
I should have organ said Hammond. Or that Hammond, that's another organ.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We'd like to donate an organ.
I got
my
two.
Redneck
Hammond,
friends.
Hammond, and Wurlitzer. We got to need some help getting them off the moving van.
Off the pickup truck. I've already only borrowed that for the afternoon, so we got to get going. All right. So the name, right. the what's the name of the organ that detects
puts out
the electromagnetic?
Field.
Yeah, the electromagnetic. Man, I'm on.
I am your father, Mr. Shark.
With your force field.
Oh man.
Nick, I hate to tell you this, but we have absolutely no idea. What's the answer?
It's called the ampullae of Lorenzini.
I heard Nick, that mentioned in that episode of SquarePants.
Nick, I got to be honest with you. How in the world did you expect us to know the answer to that question? I mean, that sounds like something only Jacques Cousteau would know.
Your questions, so.
If you watch Shark Week
Shark
enough.
Shark Week. Yeah, if you were dialed in.
What's the name of the organ again? Antoine.
The ampullae of Lorenzini. There's a bunch of pores on their nose.
You know what? But have you ever heard? Repeat it one more time. What, Antoine? What?
The ampullae of Lorenzini.
Okay. My uncle drove a Lorenzini on the ice rink. After everybody scuffed up that ice, he'd get out there on that thing and go around real slow and make it slick as a whistle.
And I'll tell you what, I prefer the marinara sauce on my Lamborghini.
There we go. Nick, God bless you, brother, for suffering through that badgering. You are a good person, and for that, we're going to send you a T-shirt.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Cool.
Thank you. Hey, Nick, don't hang up now.
Yes, say it one more time for me, Nick. Name of this.
The ampullae of Lorenzini.
Okay. There was a Fifth Symphony. from him that a lot of people are not familiar with. Right. One of his best. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I would travel there.
Nick, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold.
I would travel there. I mean, if it was a cruise and they said, we're going to go to Cozumel or whatever, which cruise did you go on? Oh, the first port we pulled in was the ampullae of Zornbini.
Lorenzini.
Yeah, that'd be a place I would visit.
Yeah.
Poor Nick. He's got a lot of biological and zoological knowledge, we're mocking. That's what people do when they're covering up the fact they don't know the answer.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. So cover up.
Also, you have been watching the impeachment process unfold.
Duly noted.
That was good. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick's staying on the line, right? Okay. So he can get his T-shirt.
Go ahead.
All right, so we go to Tennessee now, and Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi,
Hello there, Rachel.
Hi, this is Rachel from Tennessee.
Yes, Rachel, would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both if I could.
You can. Which question would you like to answer?
The longest highway in the United States.
Here we go.
Okay, Rachel, the question is, what is the longest, you just asked, the longest interstate or highway, you could say. I don't know if it's highway and interstate. This is the longest interstate in the U.S. What is it?
Okay, my husband was a coast-to-coast truck driver for 20 years. It was Transcontinental Highway Interstate 90.
Huh. This puts me in a dilemma because I don't want to, seem like I'm disagreeing with your husband.
Well, maybe it just seemed long to him if he was driving it.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Okay, so how long was it? Do you know? 90. Where does 90 go run from? From where to where?
Never heard of 90.
From Washington to Massachusetts.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
I've heard it, but that's not an interstate, though. Is it? That's not an interstate, though, is it?
She said highway. Transcontinental Interstate. Oh, no, Transcontinental Highway.
Okay, then two different things. Then you're right on your answer, but I have a different
highway,
question.
You got interstate.
I'm asking different interstate, but that's an interesting trivia she just mentioned. Okay. I didn't know that.
I think I have.
About I-94.
Nope, not I-94.
No. Hey, thank you for trying. Rachel, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
What's your question?
When Jesus was crucified, can you tell me how long that curtain was, how wide it was, and how did it tear when he gave up his spirit?
Are you talking about in the Holy of Holies?
Right. Now, it was rent from top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
It was very, very thick.
Why was it top to bottom?
Why? I guess because God did it.
Yes, that's right.
But in terms of, do you guys know the dimensions?
You'll have to tell us, Rachel.
You got us on the dimensions, Rachel. We don't know.
Okay. It was 30 foot wide, 60 foot long, and it took 300 feet to maneuver it.
Wow. Very, very interesting. Thank you for that, Rachel, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
That was a good question.
Yep.
Good question. All right. Shall we continue?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd like to go to Louisiana, where Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, howdy, gentlemen. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yes, thank
Rick,
you, brother.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for letting me be on here.
What part of Louisiana?
I'm from West Monroe.
Oh, yeah, Duck Commander country.
That's him. He's here, yeah.
And who's the guy?
Very nice man.
Oh, I've heard they're really nice. I'd like to meet them sometime. And who was
he's a good guy.
And the Swan used to pastor there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, Dennis Swanberg. He was at First Baptist in West Monroe.
Yeah, he needs to lighten up a little bit, be a little more funny. Hey, Rick, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the one about the freestone, rolling stone, cling stone.
Yes, sir. Here's the question, Rick. Cling stone, freestone, red haven, and harmony are varieties of what fruit?
They're all peaches.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's right.
How about that? Yeah.
And sadly, there are some people that were trying to Google cling stone, freestone, red haven, and harmony to get the money they deserve after having that car wreck. But they're not. That's not a law firm. Clingstone, Freestone, Red Haven, and Harmony. Yeah. We'll get you the money you deserve.
That's the hardest fruit tree to grow is a peach tree.
Really?
Yeah, everything on the planet wants to eat your peaches. And so it takes a lot to actually pick what you are growing when it comes to peaches.
I once heard a sermon title that. I never will forget it. Everything on the planet wants to eat your peaches.
I think you're getting the lyrics to a song mixed up with a sermon.
That ministered to me. I've still got the notes in my Bible.
Well, there you go. You can't argue with documentation.
No.
It always goes back to the impeachment inquiries, doesn't it, Rick?
That or Kevin Bacon.
Hey, what's your question for us?
I have a question. I know it's a very narrow, it's almost as bad as the sharks sensing electromagnetic waves, but years ago, not too many, maybe 20 years ago, there was a guitar company. The guitar company's still in business, but for a while, they built, and it actually was a good guitar, they built a guitar out of bamboo, and it's a big-name company. They've discontinued that model, but it was a good guitar. And what was the company? It's a name you'll know. It's not something obscure like the electromagnetic stuff.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Now, Rick, it seemed we had someone on the show, Trivia Friday, before who actually makes guitars. Is that you?
That's me. That's the only questions I'm going to have.
Okay.
Hey,
really know
great.
A lot in life.
I remember that.
Yeah,
we were
fascinated.
I remember.
Hey, before we gander a guess, Rick, what's your website for those musicians out there that would like to see your work?
It's Ellorie Guitars.
Spell it again. E-L-L.
ELLORIE Guitars, plural, .com.
Okay.
And then I've got Facebook, Ellorie Guitars, also.
Okay. Hey, guys. Throw out a couple of names. I don't know how familiar you are with guitars, but we got Gibson, we got Yamaha, we got Ovation, some of those to choose from. What do you think?
I'm going to guess Lamborghini.
Before you make a guess, I've got to tell you this. Mr. Jasper?
Yes, sir.
I'll narrow it down for you.
Okay.
One of the three that you mentioned is the right answer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good on you, JJ.
It's a big name. It's a big name country.
I'm going to say Yamaha, guys. That was the guitar back in the 70s.
Mr. Jasper, if I had a T-shirt, I'd send it to you.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Way to work your way through that, man.
Bamboo guitar.
Yeah. I thought they made motorcycles.
they made a lot of things.
Yeah, but you've got Kawasaki, Yamaha, Honda. They all were vehicle makers and motorcycle makers, and they became guitar builders also.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Wait,
it's the same.
A real good
it's the
guitar.
Same company that makes both?
Yes.
Yeah, they were Amazon before Amazon.
Wow.
They made everything.
Well, there's all kinds of there's way fewer things in the world than what we think. The people who make the Mitsubishi.
Yes.
Built the planes that bombed Pearl Harbor.
They made
the
Zeros.
The Japanese Zeros.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
You got me thinking now, bamboo, because I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready to start making some things. DIY.
You should give it a try. Thank y'all for letting me be on today.
Yes, sir. Rick. Hey, Thank you. Those of you serious musicians, ElloryGuitars.com, ELLOREE.
He's a very fascinating guy. We've had him on before, and I remember he just very calm demeanor, but just wealth of information.
Right.
I didn't remember his name, but when he started talking, I thought, hey, that's that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
We need to repeat our questions.
Okay.
Don't add any, just the ones that have not been answered.
On the show, Captain Kangaroo, the captain got the nickname Kangaroo because of his really big shoes. Is that true or false? What empire was called the sick man of Europe prior to World War I? And what was the actor's name who played Captain Kangaroo for almost 30 years?
Al Lewis, he was Grandpa Munster, he used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false? You got a 50-50 chance on that one. Grandpa Munster Lewis used to be a college basketball recruiter. True or false? And then my other question, what is the correct name for a cow that has never given birth? What do you call a cow that's never had a calf? And it's a household word.
Okay. Here are my three questions. 68% of American citizens do this so they can be on time.
Cut people off in traffic.
I think the percentage is higher than 68%.
Number two, what's the longest interstate in the U.S.? It's not I-75. That's been guessed. Number three, here's the riddle. Mr. and Mrs. Vitagliano have six daughters, and each daughter has one brother. How many people are in the Vitagliano family? Got it?
And how many organs is he going to have to sell to pay for all those weddings?
Duly noted.
And how much Lamborghini is Mrs. Vitagliano going to have to make to feed the family?
All right.
We go to Missouri, and John is on the line. John, excuse me, welcome to Hello. Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, John, from where you are, is it Missouri or Missouri? I know it's kind of split there in the state.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
What do you call it?
Some people say misery. it's Missouri.
Missouri. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to try for the Grandpa Munster.
Here's a question. Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster, used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true, John, or false?
I believe that is true.
It's 100%. True.
He was a basketball recruiter.
Yeah, and you picture him being kind of short, and he just doesn't look like a basketball player or a basketball recruiter.
Yeah, who'd be connected to it.
Or somebody that would be one of the Munsters, and he was a college basketball recruiter. Huh. I don't have all the backstory of when and where, but that's true. You got it, John. Were you just guessing, or had you heard that?
I had heard that he had been affiliated with a school, but I didn't know exactly what it was, though.
He
was actually a coach.
He never, ever dunked the ball. I think I can say that with full confidence. Hey, what's your question for us?
All right. Well, Tim, don't interrupt me on this one.
Tim is now crestfallen, John.
Okay, John.
But... What is the Eisenhower Interstate System?
What is the Eisenhower Interstate System?
What do you mean? That's the system of
modern-day interstate.
Yeah, the modern-day interstate.
Well, but one thing that he may be looking for, that when he laid that out, he said that 1 mile in every 10 had to be straight to be used as an emergency landing for an airplane. Maybe that's something that he's looking for.
That's impressive, J.J.
John?
Yeah.
Well, the story I heard is when Eisenhower was in the military, he was taking a group from, I guess, Florida up to Pennsylvania or something like that. They got lost, and it took them about, I think they said about 2 weeks to get there. So he came up with this interstate system, the numbering system. So all interstates running east and west are odd number. And running north and south are even number, and then from the west coast to the east coast, they go from smaller numbered highways, interstates, to larger numbered interstates.
Hey, John.
That's great.
We are out of time, brother. That is a great question, good information. We're going to have to let you go. Sorry to cut you off here. We got to. Captain Kangaroo got his nickname because of the big pockets on his coat, not his shoes. Ottoman Empire was called the sick man of Europe, and Bob Keeshan played Captain Kangaroo.
Correct name for a cow that's never given birth is heifer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
68% of U.S. citizens set their watches ahead, so they're not late.
Oh.
Number two, I-95 is the longest interstate in the U.S., and the answer to the riddle, there are 9 Vitaglianos in the family. Since each daughter shares the same brother, there are 6 girls, 1 boy, and Mr. and Mrs. Vitagliano.
Where have I heard that before? That's right, when you first asked it.
That riddle? Yes. All right, have a great weekend, everybody.